Friday. Summary. The day of Pentecost. 31 AD. The year when Jesus was killed, murdered, crucified on a cross. It's the year when Jesus was risen from the dead. The year when Jesus ascended to heaven. The year when the Holy Spirit was poured out. 31 AD. What a year. Now nearly 2,000 years have passed by. And we still talk about these happenings. We still talk about them. Why so? Because the power of the Spirit, it was such an enormous power, the people were filled with this power, the disciples. And the listeners, they experienced, this is God's work. God is with them. And a holy shower, they felt. And many, many, many wanted to make the turnaround. And they repented and started a new life. And the gift of tongues had the following effect. So many Jews from abroad were at this religious feast of Pentecost in Jerusalem. And when they went back, they told of their experience that fishermen from Galilee could speak in foreign languages in a jiffy, just from one second to the other. They could understand them in their language from abroad. And the message they could hear from Peter's sermon. Your sins can be forgiven. The Messiah had already come. The one we had looked for centuries, who is prophesied in the Bible, in the Old Testament. He has come. And the texts telling about his suffering, they were fulfilled. It was proclaimed far, far before it happened. So, make your turnaround. And you don't have to suffer. He will do something in you which will make you free. He will free you from your sins. If you're willing to come to him, repent, asking for forgiveness, and then you will experience forgiveness. Jesus' blood has paid for it. He has done everything that you can be released from your sins. Oh, what a message. What a story. The story of Pentecost, the birthday of the Christian church, outpouring of the Spirit, gift of tongues, message of forgiveness, message of repentance. New start is possible. Living forever, no death anymore, just life, quality of life, joy of life, peace in life, quality which will never ever end, living forever in happiness. What a message. Have you discovered this message for you? Have you asked Jesus for forgiveness? Have you already repented? Have you told him what you are ashamed of? What you regret? Oh, if it had never happened. It can be completely cut out of your life, of your past life. Chip, 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 chip. Gone. Jesus can do it. He can be your best friend if you make him to your best friend. Have you already done that? Then happiness will follow. It's the only true happiness. Resting in Jesus in peace forever. Amen.